Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word. This is the fourth in a series on generosity, where we've talked about caring for others, sharing with others, freeing others, and now empowering others. Luke chapter 18, verses 18 to 30 is our scripture. An important man asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? Only God is good. You know the commandments: be faithful in marriage, do not murder, do not steal, do not tell lies about others, respect your father and mother." He told Jesus, "I have obeyed all these commandments since I was a young man." When Jesus heard this, he said, "There is one thing you still need to do. Go and sell everything you own, give the money to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven. Then come and be my follower." When the man heard this, he was sad, because he was very rich. Jesus saw how sad the man was, so he said, "It's terribly hard for rich people to get into God's kingdom. In fact, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to get into God's kingdom." When the crowd heard this, they asked, "How can anyone ever be saved?" Jesus replied, "There are some things that people cannot do, but God can do anything." Peter said, "Remember, we left everything to be your followers." Jesus answered, "You can be sure that anyone who gives up home or wife or brothers or family or children because of God's kingdom will be given much more in this life, and in the future world, they will have eternal life." So one day many years ago, my father took my sister Sue and I to a cottage on Lime Lake, south of Buffalo, to spend the day fishing. It was wonderful, but it was also strange because, to the best of my knowledge, my father was never a fisherman. I don't remember whose cottage it was or whose dock, but I do remember the crazy thrill of looking down into the water and seeing sunfish swimming around. Then, with baited hooks, the fish came and nibbled at the squirming worms we had caught the night before on our front lawn after watering it really well. And then, when the bobber went down and we pulled up on the line, we had a fish. In the course of the afternoon, I remember catching quite a few fish. We, for some unknown reason, took them home to show Mom, who promptly declared she wasn't cleaning or cooking them, and so they became garden fertilizer. What I remember, among other lessons, like don't take the bait, was that while some activities in life you can learn on your own, having someone to guide you can be such a huge help. Empowering others, the final part of generosity we're going to talk about in this series of sermons, is all about going beyond caring, sharing, and freeing to actually helping others do what you do all on their own. One of the most amazing things about Jesus' ministry was his ability to empower others. Think about it. Jesus invited fishermen to become fishers of men. And beyond the wonderful play on words is the curious fact that Jesus was not a fisherman. He was a carpenter, an artisan, a craftsman, but not a fisherman. Yet he boldly asserted that he could teach Peter, Andrew, James, and John, all fishermen, to fish. But in this case, not bass or even sunfish, but people. He asserted he could not only teach them and mentor them, but soon he could empower them to fish for men all on their own and all over. Generosity means filling a shoebox and Thanksgiving bags. It means sharing your time and energy with others. It means freeing others from what's holding them back so they can grow in faith. But it also calls for so much more. And empowering is the pinnacle of generosity because it requires the one who is offering to empower another to give up power themselves. And Jesus does that so well. Again and again, rather than hold the reins tightly on the work of ministry his father had given him, he models the work and then hands over the tools. In the Chosen videos, in one episode, we watched Jesus with the children. At first, Jesus was doing specialty woodworking by himself, but soon the children have joined him and are doing the same work. Empowering others, sharing power with them, is evidence that we are following Jesus. Fishermen learning to fish for men and then going out on mission trips to share with folks the good news of the kingdom, just as they had seen Jesus do the same, is empowering. And in today's scripture lesson, we see Jesus do it again as he talks with a man who wanted to know if he was on the right path to eternal life. What does Jesus do? He empowers the man to decide if he wants to follow or not. He lets him know the cost so he can decide. Yes, being a good person, a righteous person, is great, but there is more. Are you ready to give up your earthly prerogatives in order to follow me? Jesus suggests that his power, his wealth, his autonomy stands in the way, this man. In order to do what Jesus was modeling, the rich man would have to give up his own status, his own power, in order to do God's work in the world. Jesus, rather than keeping power to himself, in fact doing all the work of the kingdom himself, invites others into an empowered relationship. The rich man was willing to be like Jesus by doing the easy things, but following Jesus isn't easy. It's like taking up a cross, dying to self, choosing to be a disciple, letting go and letting God. And Jesus, the empowerer, invites us to do the same for others, empowering them to decide to follow Jesus. Generosity is all about caring and sharing and freeing and empowering, all because we have been blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for joining us for this podcast of our weekly sermon. We love having you come to visit. And if you have questions, feel free to ask them. OtisvillePress@hvc.rr.com for an email, or go to the website www.otisvillepress.org. You can find us there. See you soon.